Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful people. Hello, beautiful people. You know who it is. It is a new night, different day, Wednesday night. But we are here with your favorite podcast gameplay. Of course, I am your host, Mimi. I got my boys joining me as we do each and every Tuesday. But we're hitting you up on a Wednesday today. I got D coming through and Big Marge. He should be in shortly. But it's another Wednesday night, the eve of Thursday night football. Even though Thursday night football is not so exciting this week, we're still going to get into it. We definitely have a lot to talk about. It's been 2 weeks since we have been on the show. Sorry about that, guys. But I had taken a little trip, a little vacation. But I'm back, and we are ready to go. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. D, what up? I see you're in here.
Oh, everything's good, you know, just kind of posting and chilling, watching all kinds of good things happen, watching all kinds of things that are killing everybody with these games and these two-point conversions, these non-field goals, these missed field goals. Oh, man, we got to get into it. But wild week, this whole year has been crazy, so excited to get into it. How you been?
Yeah, I have been good. I cannot complain. Things have been going well. It's definitely been a crazy couple of weeks of football. A lot of touchy, rough in the passer calls that we're going to have to get into in a short amount of time. But definitely I've been good, just chilling, enjoying football. I feel like it's almost over already. That's the crazy part. I feel like we're almost at the halfway point. So I am excited to get into it. I'm waiting for Marv to show up. He is a legitimate kook. He is always late. He cannot help himself. But what are we going to do?
More time for me and you.
Exactly. Because we definitely have a lot to get into. Right, exactly. So while we're waiting on Mark, let's just touch a little bit on this rough in the passer call, because that was one of the biggest controversies over this past week. And, you know, I didn't actually get to watch the Tampa Bay game. However, I did watch the Kansas City Raiders game, which the game was phenomenal, obviously. It was such a good game. It was exciting to the end. Tom Brady's not opposed to getting a roughing the passer call, so I'm not surprised about that one. But, I mean, I did see the Kansas City one, and I feel like that should not have been a roughing the passer call. I felt like he made an effort to break his fall. So I'm feeling like that call, I understand the call by the rule, but I felt like he tried to do all he could to avoid full impact on Carr. So I'm not really sure if they're going to change this, but I don't necessarily know if they should change the rule per se, but I do think that when you know, replay is involved, I think this should be a play that should be, be able to be reviewed on the camera. Because, first of all, rushing the passer is a huge play and huge yardage. And that is what, you know, was the difference in the game, I think, for that call. I mean, that could have ended the game right there, but instead they were, you know, ended up fighting until the last minute, you know. So I think that's a very controversial call. D, we'll start with you since Marv was a little late. Yo, Marv, what up? You found us.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on. It's been a minute, so I couldn't locate the number. Got all kind of phone issues, but I'm on deck, man. It's good to be
back. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. He is back. He is back. Well, we are happy to have you. But go ahead, D. How are you feeling about the roughing the passer calls? Did you get to watch the Tom Brady one?
Yeah, I watched all of them. I don't really
I can't say anything because I know what they're doing. I mean, they are looking really bad with the Tua situation right now. So any and every time you're swinging of the quarterback and twisting them around, they have that cringe every time that the rest are seeing that. And the league up top, they're all like, no, we got to call it. We got to do it. We got to get them to stop doing it. Because right now they look really bad in the public eye with this Tua situation. Like, the kid should have never been in the game. The reason why they put him in the game is because they were like, oh, yeah, his brain is fine. Like, we know that you can do as many tests as you want, but you cannot go internally into the brain and look at it and say that there's nothing. All you get is, like, some photos, imagery, and you can see some foggy pictures and some little blips and some dots, and you can, oh, yeah, that just means that, you know, there was some bumping and moving, but it could mean that there's nothing. So they don't know. And then when he got hit in the head again and his body froze up like that, seizure-like, oh, man, it was on TV. So they're just being delicate with the situation to the best of their ability, trying to overly protect the quarterback because they don't want to get overly sued for brain trauma right now. They're treading on thin ice. So, I mean, it's going to be all season. My opinion about it is real light. Like, I know why they're doing it. It sucks to see that. All the things that you're seeing, they shouldn't call all the time because it is football. When you step into the ring, it is dangerous, but I know why they're doing it is because it's a business. The most expensive asset on your football team is the quarterback, and they have to market the quarterback in order to reap their benefits. So I know it's a business. I can't say nothing about it because I know what they're doing. It just sucks to watch as a fan and as an ex-player that this is where it's resulted to. So I'm just mixed feelings.
Yeah, but I'm not saying not to have the call. I'm not saying that the call is unnecessary. What I'm saying is, maybe they should offer, to be able to challenge the call or to be able to review the call if it's a game-changing play.
Right.
To see if it's actually what it is. I mean, if it's actually what it is, yes. I mean, the penalty needs to be there and whatever else, you know, may be. But just like some calls are, you know, reviewable, I think this should be a reviewable call.
That just prolongs the game and extends the game, and that's what they're also saying is, like, we'd rather just call it and get it moved on than to go into the booth and see how touchy and what we're going to be able to call, because you already know what's going to happen. The reason why they're going to have to make it a reviewable play, guess who's going to be in their ear? The NFL is going to be like, you guys have to make that call. Like, when you saw that call made by that ref, you can't tell me you didn't see that man crying. Like, he was so scared to say it to the public because he knew it was not a rough in the passer call. He knew he made the wrong call, but he has to listen to the top brass. And that's why I said politics are entering. Even if reviewed, they're going to call it every time. Even if you go in the booth, the NFL's like, no, we are not calling this. You need to make that call. Because they went in, they looked at it, the guy came from under the tarp and was like, roughing the passer. Boy, he was crying and stuttering, like, come on, man. So it's nothing that, I mean, you can review it and it needs to be, but it's always going to be called because they're under scrutiny right now. The NFL is under fire. You know they don't like to mess up the shield. So anytime something happens to a quarterback, they're going to start calling it. Should they review it? Should they look at it and take the time to do it? Yes, but then every call is going to need to be. So they're going to say, well, if you review that, why won't you review this call, or why don't you review these type of calls, and it's going to get wild. So they're like, you know what, just call it. Don't even worry about it, which they shouldn't. Ruins the game, prolongs the game. Should look at everything because it is a delicate thing, because that could be the difference between someone winning a Super Bowl and not winning a Super Bowl. And you don't
right.
want it to come
exactly.
down to that.
Right, exactly.
And so that's why I said, I don't like it, but I know what they're doing.
He understands. Do you understand, Marv? How are you feeling about this rule?
Well, I definitely see all the things that D is talking about. I definitely feel a lot of the same feelings about it as a fan and as a player myself. But that was a huge makeup call in that game. And it was at the end of the game. They robbed Davante Adams of his moment in the spotlight, as far as I'm concerned. He made the grab. He put both feet down in bounds and they called him incomplete out of bounds, and basically the win goes to Kansas City. That was the makeup call from that sack fumble. So I think there was a lot going on. To be honest with you, they reviewed the catch at the end of the game, and they still got the call wrong. I just don't trust the NFL, and that's really what it comes down to.
Not I don't trust the NFL.
It's one of those things where it comes down to great power and absolute power corrupting absolutely. They're sitting on a product that's so vital to the country and vital to the economy that it just seems like they get to get away with damn near murder. You know what I mean? The whole Tua situation, yeah, they're scared because they almost killed that boy. We all saw
it. Right. I understand that.
You know what I mean? And now they had the nerve to actually take him out of concussion protocol. Like, who the hell are they messing with? Like, we all saw it. So that's why they're making all these super soft calls, trying to be extra, you know, light on the quarterbacks because they know they're getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And they're going to have a huge liability coming up. And at this point, it's all about trying to make enough money to save enough face. So they want the big name guys to show up this year so they can have a big turnout for the playoffs. And, you know, they're not going to see the Chiefs go down. They want the Mahomes energy. They want that Mahomes magic in the playoffs. They're not going to mess that up. So I don't know. Maybe I'm a little salty, but
Right.
What's up? Yeah, I'm just a little salty, man. That's really what it is. All this messes with my trust in the NFL.
You know what I think will be messing with your trust even more? The fact that you did not score against the Patriots after all that crap you was talking.
Yes! I'm so glad you brought that up. Because Matt Patricia, listen, I'm here to break the story talking about what we don't trust. Matt Patricia only took the job to bug the facilities in Detroit so you guys would have our whole game plan.
Are you kidding me?
When we face you all for eternity.
For this one
game, did you
see all that?
You guys dismantled the best offense in the NFL like it was absolutely nothing.
Whoa. Let's calm down with the best offense in the NFL, okay?
Maybe you guys scored the most
points.
That's what you get.
Right. Highest scoring, not best offense.
They got the best quarterback in Zappy.
What?
And they did it with like a third stringer, the Zappy. Most Brady apparently.
Fourth string.
We got
Zappy Brady, young Zappy. Zapped him with
Zappy.
Mac Jones might be out the pitcher now.
Mm-hmm. It's happy zappy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mar,
you've been zapped. You know, Judon played out of his mind, too. Judon played out of his mind. What did he have, like four sacks or something like that?
Well, listen, the Patriots' defense is good.
We got Belichick.
Right.
I
just want to know. How it feels to score 0 points against the Patriots.
That sucks. Tag you on live TV. That's horrible.
Oh, God.
And we ain't got nothing to say either.
I feel like it was a scandal. I feel like it was more Spygate involved.
Scandal.
I can't prove it, but I know it's true.
Said you guys
Patricia sabotaged our offices. I'm telling you, that's the conspiracy theory of the day right there. Watch the Lions score 44.
I would say the same thing if my team scored 0 points. I would.
How do you say Matt Patricia sabotaged your game plan, and you guys could have just, you guys didn't put up no points. Like Matt Patricia's an offense coordinator, not a defense coordinator.
Not 1 point, not
saying.
A field goal.
It was two perfect.
something is.
It had to be.
Hey,
Stargate,
do better. Do better.
Right.
I have
exactly.
faith in
man,
that
was
moment.
Stargate.
There ain't no
Stargate.
Y'all
got to
score some points.
You just got to do better. You couldn't even put up a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a point.
Three points.
That was a terrible game. We
that's
to
terrible.
Oh, man. I had faith in him until I saw that. You got zapped by Zappy.
And that by Zappy. Zappy,
really,
Zappy.
Really
you.
Have great. They didn't even have the.
Really
Stevenson went lights out, though. Stevenson went to work on y'all for real. You guys have a problem
Mark
with
don't
the Mark
don't want to hear anything you're saying.
Man, Myers went off on you 7 receptions for 111? Sent the boy
right.
to heaven, 111? They went off, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a ragtag. They were the replacements, man. Keanu Reeves stepped in the building on y'all, man.
Right.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. That boy ain't Keanu Reeves. He played at school. He went to school.
The replacements came in and fake players came off the street. Fake players off the street.
Yeah,
got
you might
shot,
need
man.
The next Tom Brady. You never know.
Nah, I don't
you never
that,
know.
But they're doing all right.
Uncle
not Tom Brady.
Nah, they're just running the same.
Good.
They're running basic offense. Run the ball heavy. Don't make mistakes. Throw the ball light. I mean, the kid didn't have very many
game
yards. I mean, he only had 188.
Game manager.
Yeah, he sure
that's
was. He was game. He was clipboard managing. Hey, let me just
he
talk some check downs to the running back.
A-plus. Exactly. A-plus. I'm telling you. A-plus.
17 passes for 180 yards.
Patriots
boy, check down
six.
Dink and Dunk Dakin. Dink Dak Duncan.
Right. Little Duncan plays, no yards. That's okay. A win is a win, and to shut out a team is very hard.
Yeah, hey,
beat a team, that's one
thing.
Thing. Shut
even
a team
matter.
Out.
Hey, just don't mess it up. No
right.
mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
No mistake. Nothing wrong with that. You got to win.
Absolutely, 100%. All right, moving on, guys, because we got to get
yeah,
to a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
Good game.
We don't have a lot of time. Yeah,
DJ,
yeah.
She put an extra amount of time on that for you.
Right. I put a little extra because I had to hear your explanation. All right, so the Giants beat the Packers.
I mean, we just
London
got, you know, Belichick.
No, no. We've always had Belichick. Another excuse, please. Another excuse. All right, guys. Okay, Giants beat the Packers. Are we surprised? I was actually surprised that they won. I never thought they were going to cover. That is the Packers. But I'm surprised that they actually lost outright. I mean, it was a really good game. I did watch the game. I was up at 9:30 a.m. You guys are probably not up. What time is that, 6 a.m. your time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah
no.
Super early.
Super,
super
early,
early. For no reason.
Right.
For that
but
game.
I did watch the game. The game was good. You saw highlights?
No, I watched it. I was up. I love football. I got a show to do. I got to see everything. I had to wake up.
Everything.
I had to take my notes. I had to do it. What I saw was what we all knew. There was no receivers for Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers did not play a complete good game either. That's the other part. That's horrible, like what he was doing. Like,
right.
He had game. He was at the. He was ready to go, and he got his ball batted twice. What's wrong with you, man? Two times in a row?
Right.
Go ahead,
especially
touchdown.
The time when you need it the most. That's the worst part.
I mean,
Marvin,
if you really want to talk about this game, they
I didn't watch
game.
This game, but I wanted to ask a question. Because Randall Cobb led the team in target. Has he abandoned these young receivers? Is he just going to Cobb now? Is that what it looked like?
Yeah.
No, does it though? I mean, I think he wasn't making his passes. Honestly, like he, you know, he just looked like he was uncomfortable. And I don't know. I mean, he did go to Cobb quite a bit, but I just felt like, yeah, maybe he was most comfortable. But that was after being uncomfortable. I don't feel like initially that was his game plan.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that's the game plan going into the game, but I'm feeling like that was his pivot after he was struggling. Because I really don't think Green Bay got – I can't wait till Lions play Green Bay this year. I don't really think they got really a whole lot to talk about. Their defense is not really what it's advertised to be. And I don't even really respect the run game. I think A.J. Dillon is overrated. I think he doesn't avoid tackles, and he's not strong enough to break tackles at best, as much as people give him credit for.
Dillon?
He's basically Eddie Lacy 2.0. And you got the other guy, Aaron Jones, who's good, but he ain't phenomenal. And he doesn't, like, command enough of the touches to really get loose because they think A.J. Dillon is so good. So, I don't know. Like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, obviously he could beat you on any day. So, you know, that's Green Bay's claim to fame, always will be it, so it's not. But I don't know. It does look like maybe he's taking a step back in his game, too. I mean, I don't know if it's all the young receivers' fault. What y'all think?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to come with practice. I think it takes time. I think that he's probably, Aaron Rodgers, I bet, is frustrated with losing, obviously, his best receiver. And you know, having to rebuild at his age. Like, same thing with Brady. They don't want to rebuild at this age, you know. They want to have their core group and they want to stick to it. So I think there's a little bit of frustration on the side of Aaron Rodgers, and that's probably why he's not, you know, playing his best game. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, if he continues to play the way he's playing, obviously, you know, his season is not going to go as planned. But you never know. Some of these greater quarterbacks, once they get into the, you know, the zone, I would say, they, you know, they start pulling out wins somehow, some way. So, I mean, we'll see where that goes. But I was just surprised that that they lost outright. That was a big win for New York. And speaking of New York, it seems like all the New York teams ran away with heavy wins. Let's talk about the Jets real quick. Are they something to talk about now? I mean, yes, they're 3-2. Yes, you know, they did lose a couple games. But I know Miami doesn't have, you know, a quarterback. But 40-17? Like, I didn't expect
third
that from the Jets.
Third-string quarterback, by the way. Rodgers didn't play. Tua didn't play. Come on, man.
But just haven't they won the last three in a row?
Man,
yeah,
you can't keep drafting at the front end of the draft year after year and not end up being good at some point.
No, they're not even good. Like, they're
man,
a good
they're just,
team, but
they're just not
I mean, they're not bad. They're just – they're not – they beat the Steelers. They beat the – they had a rookie quarterback in there. A rookie. That's what I'm saying. So you beat the Steelers and they suck. So that's not a good team that they beat. In the week before that,
no.
They beat before that. They lost to the Bengals, so they didn't beat a Bengals team that's not that good right now either. They
right.
got beat 27-12. So what are we talking about? Come on. They beat up on teams that you should win. They beat the Browns by 1 point. Like, Browns should have kicked a field goal. They didn't do it, and that's why they lost. So, that's
Miami
a good game for them. I mean, the Browns are an average team. They got Brissett under center. So, they didn't beat anybody that was, like, good to say, like, hey, they beat a good team. They beat an okay team in the Browns. The Browns are their middle of the pack because they don't have their quarterback right now. They're trying to make it with
right.
Brissett, who's a backup quarterback. By trade. They lost to the Bengals. They beat the Dolphins on their third-string quarterback. I mean, who did they really beat? And then the week one, they beat – who did they beat? No, they lost to the Ravens. So who did – no, they lost to good teams. They're beating subpar teams. So are they something to talk about to answer your question? No. They have not proven that they beat anyone. You're winning two games you should win when you're playing third-string quarterback that's never played a game in his life. You beat the Browns by one who's playing Brissett, who's a backup quarterback by trade. So he's hanging on. They beat him by one. With Flacco, though, Flacco was in then. So, I mean, that's even worse that they won with Flacco against Brissett, backup versus backup. And now the new kid is in. They got weapons, though. Like, they got weapons. You could talk about them as an up-and-coming team. They got a good running back. Their rookie running back is good. They got good wide receivers. The quarterback's a gambler. Their defense is okay. But when they're playing a good team, they lose. So they're not going to do anything. They have a good team or good roster for the future. Yeah, they're good. They can keep building. But nothing to talk about this year. They're not going to the playoffs. They might go to the playoffs because their division sucks. Matter of fact, I take that back. the division sucks, so they might make it. But they're not going to make any noise in the playoffs. They're not going to beat anyone and get to, like, the third round or something like that. No,
dang.
Don't talk about it. No.
Yes, what about you, Mark? How are you feeling?
I feel like you changed your point in the middle of the conversation.
All right, moving on from the New York Jets.
The more you talk, the better the Jets got.
Right, exactly. Well, they did lose a couple
of teams. The thing is, like, they just talk about them, but, I mean, they're not going to make any noise. They got a good team for the future. They're building well. Their draft picks are coming around.
Just a little whisper.
Yeah, there you go. Beat a good team, and maybe they can talk about you, but that's all I'm saying.
Exactly. All right, so Buffalo looks like they're back rolling. They had a really good game, but obviously they're playing against the Steelers. So, there's nothing to talk about there. The Eagles, the only undefeated team. Who is going to beat them? Well, obviously. Let's see.
How about them Cowboys?
Well,
Thank you.
So you think the
Cowboys thank you. Here
beat
we go.
Eagles?
Thank.
Or are you thinking from your heart or from your mind?
No, the reason why I'm saying that we have a chance is because they almost lost to the lowly Cardinals.
They did, but I think they were playing. I think they were more playing to their to the potential.
Competition.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, which I'm saying,
of course you would say that.
To lose games like that, but they didn't have their best game, you know, by far. But this Sunday night game is going to be one for the books, and I would say I would feel more comfortable calling the Cowboys if they were at home, but the Eagles are at home and they're coming off of a win, but a shaky one. I don't know. I don't know if the Cowboys are ready, and it looks like y'all are still going to start Cooper Rush. Yeah, it doesn't even – I mean, Dak is throwing, but I don't even think it's smart that they played Dak, to be honest with you, because he's not a, I'm
no,
sure,
no, Coop's
by far,
doing what he
he's
needs
not
to do.
100%. Huh?
No, let him rest. Coop's doing what he needs to do. They need to let Dak rest. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you, but are they? Will they?
All right, I'm going to make this one point really quick. So did you know that the Eagles are they're the only undefeated team, but did you know a lot of their points come from rushing? We are one of the better rushing defenses in the league, so we're going to take that away from them. We also can rush Jalen, who's not good under pressure. He's going to try and take off and make things happen with his legs. We have good corners that can work around their good receivers, so we can shut a lot of the open looks down the field, so they're going to have to do a lot of quick work. So we have good matchup for them. Our linebacking core can mess with the best of them. The only problem that I do have is they have a good defense. So this is going to be Cooper Rush's test. A team that can actually score points, because all he's had to deal with is like 14 points at the most. So he's never had to really come back from a huge deficit or hold on to a lead that was that large. So he's been lucky that the defense has been playing lights out. So as long as he's doing what he needs to do and game manage and not make mistakes, I think we can win this game. I have faith in that.
Well, of course you would. And it looks like Marv agrees with you. So, Marv, what is your reasoning?
Well, I just think that, I don't know, you played a lot of averages. I feel like Philly is due for a lot. I feel like they're the better team top to bottom. That they'll do for a lot. And Dallas is the type of team that matches up well with them and going to give them that lot. It's a conference game. A lot of times you got the underdog and matchup in the conference. It's a big bet to take that underdog. They're going to come in with a lot of defense, good defense versus good defense. You don't have a low score, hard drive out type of drug test of the game. It might be, Philly's run game versus Dallas run game. It might be the way it ends up playing out. But I really do think that Dallas has been looking at the calendar. I think they made it coming into the themselves in the conversation with their beat fans. So I think they got something there highly motivated. Because right now, certainly we're sitting at the top of the NFC. And I think that's going to be where the Cowboys are coming into the game, basically looking at what they're doing, everything right in front of them. Rival games. you know, I just think they're going to be up for the game. I just really do. I think this is going to be it.
Well, we're going to find out. It's a prime time. It's a prime time game, so obviously all eyes will be on everyone. So that it should be a really good game. I'm excited.
Yeah,
Liz. Probably...
Yeah, Liz.
Okay. We're going to see if you have that halftime. We're definitely going to see if you have that same thing at halftime for sure. Let me see. Okay.
No good love for us. No love for us yet.
I mean, I don't really – it doesn't bother me one way or the other, but I need Jalen Hurts to have a good game because he's my one in one of my fantasy quarterbacks. So,
there we go. That's where – there's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. There's the truth. She don't want to say it, but that's why she's rooting against us. If Jalen Hurts was her guy, we'd have a little more support from Mia. It's okay
you
now.
Would
I appreciate
have.
It.
I got a little support for you because I got Tony Pollard in one of my fantasies as a flex option. So, you know, I'm hoping he scores a couple points for me.
Thanks. I appreciate that. As long as I got the truth, I can appreciate that. I got the truth.
What was you saying, Mar?
No, I was saying I also got Jalen Hurts on my fantasy team, but on that same team, I got Geno Smith on the bench, so I think I might put him in the game this week.
Oh, no.
Is that foolish?
Yeah,
I think that's foolish to play Geno this week.
Who else did you say you got?
Geno Smith.
Who they play? The Cardinals, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be a good game. But that's a rivalry game also. So that game might be close and in the books. It could be a shootout.
He might be back for that game.
Who?
What did you say? The weather?
D-Hop might be back. Might be healthy for that game. Might be back for that game. Excited
for
that.
But
they need somebody.
He gonna be a rusty.
Man, he's running routes.
I don't know. Some guys
D-hop,
don't
man.
Ever get rusty. Like, he seems like a guy that might not ever get rusty.
Really? Is that what he seems like?
I mean, you know, like those freak athletes that could just wake up out of the bed and run a 4.3. You know what I mean? Like those type of dudes.
Well, we're going to find out. That's also another good game. Like I said, that's a rivalry game. That should be exciting. Where are they? They're in Seattle, right? Are they in Seattle?
Yeah, they're in Seattle.
That reappear, and we might, you know, see what's going on. But that should be a good game to watch. So are the Packers going to beat the Jets, Dwayne?
No.
Very good question, right? See, I told you now the Jets are talking.
It was. I don't think the Packers are a good team. They're showing signs of Rodgers' frustration, and they're missing a lot of pieces.
Well, they're still 3-2, and so are the Jets. So if the Jets are going to be something to talk about.
No, because the Packers are not good.
You just hate the Jets.
They got to be a good team. They got to be the good team. That's just what they got to do. The Packers are not. They're showing signs. Like they almost lost to you guys. Like they almost lost to New England. Like Zappe almost made the map. Zappe would have won. It would have made history. Like they would have been like dubbed this kid Brady the 2.0, but he just couldn't pull it off. Just couldn't. He just made a bad play.
So he
beat
them. Play the Patriots next week. Following week.
Yeah.
So, okay. So they beat the Packers.
That's gonna be a good game.
They beat the Packers. Say they beat the Patriots. And then where are they? Oh, does that start the bye week? It does, right? And then they go on a bye. All right, that starts the bye week. Hold on, let me look through their schedule real quick. I got to find a game that's going to be – and that's week 10 already. Oh, my God. I don't want to think about it. It's
right.
Gonna be
already
pleasant.
Week 10.
They come back and play the Patriots. That's terrible. What kind of schedule is that?
Yeah. Right.
They play them back.
Because no one wants to watch them yet.
Then they play Chicago. Do they even play that is good? Like, when?
Because they got a terrible schedule.
Yeah, but if they win all the games, they're going to be, like, number one in the division.
That's what I said. Didn't I tell you they're going to make the playoffs? I told you the division sucks. They can win the division, and they're going to be in the playoffs. But it doesn't mean
week
they're going to do anything in the playoffs.
Week 14 at 1 o'clock, the Jets play the Bills. That is their next full challenge in week 14.
If they can win that one, then I'll definitely give them something to talk about then. Because if you could beat them, you definitely doing something right, because the Bills are on a tear right now. So you beat them. Even if it's just by a field goal or a point, you win that ball game, yeah, you guys are something to speak about. Y'all really doing something.
So we got to wait until week 14 before Dwayne's going to give the Jets any type of credit.
Yeah. Because you saw what the schedule was.
The schedule is a bit.
Yeah, they're hooking the Jets up, man. They,
They're
going to fall apart if they do make the playoffs. But they might make the motherfuckers.
They're going to make the playoffs. That's what I said. Like, they're going to do that because of their schedule. Like, the division is weak right now, and they're seeming like the strongest team, and their schedule is so favorable.
Well,
the schedule helps
them
make the playoffs. The one team that they got to worry about is the Bills. The Bills are like that. If you can beat the Bills when they're good on both sides of the ball, like, that means you're somebody. But they played the Ravens, lost to them. You know, they played Bengals, lost to them. You know, like, those are good teams, but they're not top tier.
Yeah, but they were still trying to figure it out. Now they got it.
No, they don't. The Zach Wilson just came back for that game. He just got back. Get out of here. They don't know what he's doing. Boy still got Simulac on his breath.
Oh, boy. All right, we don't leave the Jets.
I'll say if they win that game, they somebody.
Right, but we got week 14. That's terrible. That's mad time to go. That's all right. Okay. We're going to get off the New York teams because it's clear that Dwayne is not giving anybody but Buffalo any type of credit here until week 14. So, okay.
Buffalo and
Right. I'm like, okay. All right. So.
Speaking of Buffalo, what about that Chiefs-Buffalo matchup?
Yeah. That's the game right there.
That's like who's going to the Super Bowl, because it can only be one.
Who wins?
Is this the matchup of the best two teams in the NFL? That's the good question.
I think Buffalo
No,
wins.
It's not. Yeah,
it's not?
Kansas City, they're missing Tyreek Hill, man. They are missing Tyreek Hill. I'm sorry. They have no explosive plays. They're doing a lot of short dunking dimes or whatever. But the Bills are good on both sides of the ball. You're not going to be able to get away with that. And they almost lost to the Raiders.
Right.
Like, the Raiders were a field goal away from being able to beat Kansas City, man.
They put up 40 on Tampa Bay. They got a good defense.
Tampa Bay, man. Don't even. They showed out because it was Tom Brady. Like, they have passion in that game. They going to mess around and lose this game. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something about the Raiders and the Chiefs rivalry. That is the biggest rivalry in the NFL.
Is it, though?
They hate each other. It get real out here. Raiders week, I'm telling you,
so
I just seen it from my first hand.
Bigger than Philly-Dallas? I don't know about that, because Philly and Dallas really hate each other. Like, really.
You know what? The only reason why it's like comparable is because Philly and Dallas are two bigger markets. So in that way, okay, maybe it's more like people involved. But the intensity of the rivalry between the fans and all of that, like, it's deep as it gets. When it's Raiders week out here in Kansas City, the downpour, no cars. Everybody out here in all red.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you out there. You would know about that. Okay, I forgot you out there.
I'm telling you, man, I see
I miss smoke, my friend. I miss smoke.
Yeah,
you've seen it from
man,
a different lens.
Man, as soon as the game was over, all you heard was bah, 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 outside.
Give us that one more sound effect one more time. It was like what?
No, man, go. Oh, man. Like I'm saying, man, anyway, is this the best two teams in the league? That's what I'm thinking. Is this the Super Bowl before the Super Bowl?
I mean, it's gonna be close. I don't see really any who's better.
I mean, really, you can only really argue like a couple teams. Maybe Philadelphia.
It's better than
you know what? As good as Philly is, I just don't know how they're going to be in that postseason. That's what I'm like concerned about.
I think Philadelphia will win the Super Bowl, to be honest with you.
The way
everything look right now, Philly's going to probably win the Super Bowl.
Well, the way
they're
it looks
primed
right now,
for it, Nah, man, just let them run into a buzzsaw. They haven't played a solid team, like a solid win. Like, give me a win that was solid where you could say they are the team outside of the record, because everybody keeps doing the record thing. Remember, the Cardinals had that super record, and then the second half came, and them fools flopped last year. Flippity.
Right.
They came out swinging, so stop with the record stuff. So they beat the Cardinals. Who do they beat? Look at that. Let's just see. They beat the Lions. They barely squeaked out a win on the Lions, who got smoked by the fucking Patriots.
Man.
Okay.
Let's
go there.
Lying,
all right.
Dude.
Now I'm
going
to continue, though. Hey,
scoring.
Hold on, man. I'm sorry I had to say that, but hey, don't get offended. But I'm just saying. They beat the Vikings. Vikings 24-7. Vikings are not that good. Sorry. Can't take that game. Then they beat. Who do they beat next? They beat the Washington Commanders. They suck. The coach said the quarterback is trash. So then they beat the Commanders. So they're not beating, like, world-beater teams. They haven't had a test yet. Then they got the Jaguars almost got them. And the Jaguars are still trying to figure things out with their coach. But that was that game we talked about with the coach wanting to get back at his old team, which he almost did. They only lost by 8 points. Almost lost that game. Then they beat the barely squeaked out the win against the Cardinals. The Cardinals ain't that good right now. They're not even at full strength. So they haven't won a game that you could say that they can win the championship. Sorry.
It's early, man. They can only beat the team that you put in front of them.
Okay. Yeah, but how's
now they're going to go again.
Then how's the rest of their schedule looking? Are they having a? I mean, obviously their biggest game is coming up. Obviously, because obviously, like we were talking about before,
the Dallas game is the biggest game.
Right.
That's the biggest game coming up as of yet. And then after that, I think they're into their bye week. I think or no? Is it their bye week?
Y'all play the Giants? Or when they play the Giants?
Week 7 is their bye week, so they don't play anybody week 7, so they're on a bye week, and then they come off the bye, and then they're going to be playing the Steelers, so they got the lowly Steelers after the bye week. Come on, man. And then they got the Texans after that. Oh, my God. And then they got, after that, they got the Commanders again. Come on, bro. And then they got the lowly Colts. Marv had a spark when they beat Kansas City, but they show their true colors quickly.
Right.
Then they got the Packers, which the Packers are 3-2, so we don't know what the Packers are going to be by the time week 12 comes around. So, I mean, that's the only game you can say, like, oh, that's a game that they're going to have to watch out for. Then they got the Titans, and we don't know about the Titans. They're up and down. We don't know who they are right now.
they only go as far as Henry goes, and they haven't been able to run the ball. They won a couple of games, but nothing really good there. So iffy team there. And then, I mean, their schedule is favorable. Then they got the Giants week 14. So the Giants week 14, 13, the Packers, and then us next week. Those are the three games within the next couple of weeks that are something to think about. And then week 15, like, they play the Bears. Like, man, they got a good schedule to win out and go. And then they play us week 16. So they got a favorable schedule to make the playoffs and have a strong case for everything.
So, no, I don't believe that they can't go to the Super Bowl because they have such an easy way into the playoffs. Except we need to hold our own. So the Cowboys are going to be the ones that are going to defeat them, come out of the range. So we have to defeat them week 16 and this week. And we might be able to dethrone them and put our intimidation factor on them. But we have to win those two games.
Right.
Must
and preferably
win
at home, which is will be this week, Sunday night. Because if you can beat them in Philly, chances of you beating them at home is also, well, I don't know, Dallas.
Way much bigger. We way better on the road. When we get home, we get all the Dallas love, and we be too big-headed, and we're like, we're the guys, and they be showering us, and for some reason, it goes to our head.
Well, we know why. Let's talk real quick about Kansas City. As one of the good teams, I was just watching. I just want to talk a little bit about the Raiders game because I would like to know, in what game in the National Football League do you have 4 touchdowns and 25 yards? Now, Kelce ruined about 30 of my tickets. 4 touchdowns and his 25 yards. Now, what? like you can't even be happy for him because all he had to do was get 25 more yards to make everybody's dream come true. Like, I just don't understand. How do you have 4 touchdowns and 25 yards?
Because they just got the fix on the games. That's the answer. They knew.
Vegas.
They're like, yeah, we can't. Vegas, man. Vegas is in on them. That's why they put a team in Vegas, man. And what team
right.
do they manipulate the most? The team that most people don't really care about. The Vegas freaking Raiders. What do you know? Like you said, a lot of people bet big on that and could have won a lot of money, and he ended up doing what? That
right.
is a premier stat stuffer, and he did nothing except score? Like, nah, man.
Like, nah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, no one probably bet that he was going to get 3-plus touchdowns because I think that's the max bet.
Nope.
But anyway, I'm sure somebody did – Kelce at least 50 yards, especially against the Raiders.
I sure did. I had him as an anytime scorer and 50-plus yards, anytime scorer. So, yes, I bet that, and I'm mad about that.
Right.
And I'm mad at the freaking tight end for the Raiders because I bet on him, and he played 6 snaps.
Oh,
and he was like, my grind.
He went out in the first quarter. That's what happened to me with, who was it? Naheem Hines. Yep.
They gave me my money back on that one. They were like, hey, your card has Naheem Hines, and he went out, so – sorry for the loss. Here's your $10. I was like, thank God, because I was mad as heck. So, hey, if y'all don't do FanDuel, this is a plug for FanDuel.
Right.
Well, because I had a separate card from you guys. I had a separate card for it. I was betting on him to do something. And they gave me the money back on that card. They gave me my little $10. And I was like, oh, nice. Thank you, guys. I mean, there's no way I could have won this without him just playing the game.
He went out in the first minute. That's why. Usually, if the player goes out in the first minute, they do give you your money back on the bet.
Oh, okay. The first minute.
But
thank
it has
God.
To be the first
minute. That's good to know,
right,
everybody. First minute.
Yeah.
Hey, cross your fingers if you have a bet out there that they go out in the first minute. Just be like, nothing's happening. Go out.
They should
good.
Let you
good
hit
enough.
It. But I don't want my money back. Just void that leg, okay? Because all them tickets would have hit.
But, yeah, take him out and let me get everything. If I hit everything else, then let me get my money. Yeah, that's what it should
right.
be.
just void out that and drop it to whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Give me my money. I'm with you on that. Pay me.
Right.
But that's why
pay me out.
They don't want to do that.
They it definitely don't work like that. All right, guys. Let's wind down. Okay, week 6 coming up. Big week for some teams, not a big week for other teams. Thursday night's not even worth discussing. Washington Commanders, Chicago Bears. My game of the week is obviously the Patriots and the Browns. I have been doubting my Patriots all year because I just don't believe in them. Not that I'm not a fan, but I just know what's the truth and what's not. But this should be the game, you know, that's going to bring them to 500. The Browns have been playing well, so it's not going to be a walk in the park. But this is going to show me if they have the ability to make it to the wild card and potentially, well, they ain't going nowhere, but, you know, potentially act like they're going somewhere so this season is not a complete failure. So that's probably my big game of the week besides the Eagles-Cowboys. That's the Chiefs and the Bills. I think those are – there's going to be – actually, I'm lying. There's a lot of good games this week. There's a lot of good games every week. I don't know which one I want to watch because the Cardinals Seahawks is going to be good too. Bengals Saints should be a good game too. The only game I really am not looking forward to. I'm actually interested in watching the Jets play the Packers too because I just want to see like if the Jets are going to be 4-2. I just never heard of it before. And if Jacksonville don't beat the Colts, I'm going to slap them. That's all I have to say. That is all I have to say. Okay, Marv, you go first here. What's your favorite games for the week?
Well, we might have said it, but it's worth repeating. The Super Bowl before the Super Bowl, Kansas City versus Buffalo. You know, this is going to be such a huge deal in my house. You know, I'm smack dab in Chiefs country. You know, they got where you can wear your jeans and your jersey at the job on Friday. They got the whole city is redded out.
So wait, are you going to be wearing a Kansas City jersey?
No. That's what we know, ladies and gentlemen. First time I see.
Right, because the way that sounded like you wearing a Kansas City jersey.
My Kansas jersey, my jeans.
No,
my
jersey. You know,
I got
I'm,
my Mahomes wig on my bald head.
Right.
Yeah.
I need a picture. I need a picture at the job.
Express shopping, send him a Mahomes wig.
Right.
Hey,
and
don't. Giving
those
plugs.
And don't send the picture at home. I need to see you at work at your desk because I want to see. Don't take no picture and then take it off and then put on your Kansas City jersey and go tra-la-la-ing to work. I need to see you at your desk. What jersey that you have on?
I am not a bandwagon.
Can
we
get a custom?
I am not a bandwagon.
Patty Mahomes. Wig thing? Can we get a customized one for Mars Big Head?
Yes, for Mars Big Head, he needs
the
Patty Mahomes curl. I got
right.
You.
I'm
going to
send
that
shade
to you.
It'll
be
Google
clear, so you can pop it on and
pop
it off.
Yeah, make them wear it. Oh, man, yes. Put that on.
You
got to
put the jersey
a
on,
deluxe.
And then you got to put the Mob hair
luck
on.
Deluxe.
Mob
yeah.
Luck.
Man,
yeah.
Y'all having a lot of fun, man. I'm glad y'all got a good imagination.
A little plug in her, man. What you mean? This is perfect. And then you got to put that on the website or something. We even got the Patty Mahomes special.
The Patty Mahomes glue list. You can watch this whenever you need to, whenever you feel like swinging in the
for real. It's Halloween season, too. Come on. You know they're going to want one of those for the kids and the family and the loved ones. Be out there. He probably could sell some for you.
Right.
Right.
I'm trying to grow my business.
We're a little late on Halloween.
Hey, that's why I'm plugging.
This is the perfect time to bring
it
out.
Yeah, I'm plugging. So I keep saying it.
My
I want her to grow.
Man,
I'm all about
talk.
It. Hey, look. All
I
right,
can't even
well,
talk
what
to
other
y'all. What is y'all
Marv?
Talking about? Y'all are ridiculous
got,
over here.
I want to see that jersey.
Right.
Nah,
what other games you got? Because we know you're
going to
be in a Kansas City
I'm
jersey.
Just saying,
so what
like,
other games?
When else are you going to get points at the crib with the Chiefs? You getting points with the Chiefs at home. Think about that. Buffalo Bills playing cupcakes. They ain't got no battle stars lately. I'm telling you, they're coming in off a cupcake.
The way they played against the Raiders, the Bills should smack them.
Yeah,
up.
They ain't looking good, man. They're not looking good. The Bills are too good right now. They're put together. If they can get Christian McCaffrey like everyone keeps talking, that's a wrap. It's good night. Because they only need a superior
right.
running back, and they're really going to be a Super Bowl bound. Really going to be.
You know, if they trade
right, you got the rest of your game?
For the Bills, that'll be so bad.
It's a fire sale in Oregon, Carolina, man. They do not need him anymore. The Bills are a perfect landing spot for him because he doesn't have to run all the time. They can keep him healthy for the playoffs. They're like, you know what, CMC, just run a couple of kind of routes, be in the little hyperbolic chamber. As a matter of fact, take a load off. We're going to make it to the playoffs anyway. We need you then. Right? So he's
man,
just the
Devin
perfect
Singletary
place for him.
Is
not
like 80% of CMC. He's like the same kind of player.
No, he's not. You need to stop. That's right.
I mean, you're not as talented as him. I'm just saying like the mold, the type
of exactly.
player.
So you need to be very talented for it to work at that size anyway. But anyway, what game you got?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like
right.
if he goes
what
to Buffalo,
right.
his
what
fantasy
else?
Numbers going to go down.
We cutting it close.
That it?
All right. Really, as far as the games, I think that was the one game I'm really focused on. I mean, there's some other games out there I think is worth looking at, but I don't know. I just really want to see the Chiefs and Bills matchup. That's the game.
All right. That sounds good. All right, D, quickly, what are your games for the week?
Yeah, go ahead and say my first one because you all know. Thank you, audience. You know me. You know what I'm going to say. You already know what game I care about watching. But Philly and
Cowboys
Dallas for sure. I got to watch that one because I want us to be the team to beat them. And if we are the team to beat them at home and we can beat them at our home, we're good to go. But I also want to see the Bills and the Chiefs. Chiefs are just not looking the same without Tyreek Hill. Like, they thought that they weren't going to miss him. They were like, look, we can get away with just inserting whoever we want. But they don't realize his speed is otherworld. And his ability to just get open and make mysterious catches. Like, without that catch on the 49ers, they're not going anywhere. They're not even going anywhere. Like, that's the part people do not realize. Like, he does a lot of things for them that they're missing. So they try to replace it with Juju Smith-Schuster and some other guys. But he's all those people they put on there, their offense don't look the same. I'm sorry. And then I'd like to see your game. I definitely want to see if the Jets can hang with New England. I definitely want to see that one. I mean the Packers, I'm sorry. So I definitely want to see that for sure. So those are the games I want to see. Like, the games you said are the games I want to see. There's a lot of good games, but those are the ones I really care about realistically. Because there's a lot of things I want to see with the Eagles, Cowboys. I definitely want to see the I mean, that's the game for me, realistically. Now that I think about it, yeah, that's it. Your game,
that's
the game. Games you say were good. Yeah, that's it, for sure.
That is it. You heard it here first. These are the big games of the week. We want to thank everybody for joining us. That is our time. It came fast, we know. But we'll be back next week, back on our regular schedule, Tuesdays, 11 p.m., I think 10:30 p.m. Eastern. I don't know. Our times are always up and down. But we're definitely going to be back on Tuesday. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I'm your host. You can find me at official_mimi_c. D, tell them how they can get a hold of you quickly.
The Poor Clan on Instagram. That's where you can find me, man.
Nice. And Marv, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
IG at B1GMRV. That's your boy.
Nice. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will see you next week. Shout out to the Sports Kid for hosting us every Tuesday. We out.
Marv's a peace lover. Marv loves the peace. He's a hidden peace lover. He can wear a Chiefs jersey at work.
Hey, go